My First Bible Stories for Girls, a Twin Sisters ebook, written by Kim Mitzo Thompson and Karen Mitzo Hildebrand. God made everything. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. God made everything in the world. On the first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God separated the light from the darkness. On the second day of creation, God separated the waters above from the waters below and called the open space sky. On the third day, God made the land and separated it from the seas. He created beautiful meadows, tall mountains, and trees that would grow fruit. On the fourth day, God made the sun, moon, and stars. On the fifth day of creation, God made all of the animals that live in the ocean, and then all of the birds that fly in the sky. On the sixth day, God made the animals. Huge elephants, tiny turtles, playful monkeys, and majestic lions were created perfectly by Him. Then God continued to work and made the first man and the first woman. On the seventh day, God rested. Everything was complete, and God saw that everything He made was good. God is the Creator. He is perfect in all that He does. Adam and Eve. We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, "You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden." Genesis 3:2-3. Adam and Eve were the first man and woman on earth. God gave them a beautiful place to live called the Garden of Eden. God allowed them to eat everything in the garden except for the fruit on the tree that grew in the middle. This was the only rule that God wanted Adam and Eve to follow. One day, tempted by a serpent, Eve took a bite of the fruit and then gave some to Adam. They knew that they had not listened to God. God was sad that Adam and Eve disobeyed Him. He told Adam and Eve that they had to leave the garden. God wants me to listen to Him because He knows what is best for me. Noah and the Ark. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Genesis 9:13. Noah was a good man who obeyed God, but the other people on earth did not listen to him. So God told Noah to build a big boat called an ark. When the ark was finished, Noah took his whole family and two of every kind of animal aboard the ark. Then God made it rain. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Water covered the earth. Noah, his family, and all of the animals were safe inside the ark. When the rain stopped, a dove brought Noah an olive branch. This meant there was land again. Noah knew that it was safe to leave the ark. Noah and his family thanked God when they left the ark. The animals found new homes. God placed a beautiful rainbow in the sky as His promise to never flood the earth again. When I obey God, I show Him how much I love Him. Father Abraham, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Genesis 17, 4 and 5. One day the Lord spoke to Abraham, saying, "Leave your country and go to a land I will show you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing, and all people on earth will be blessed through you." At that time, Abraham and his wife Sarah were very old. They did not have any children. But God told Abraham that he would have a son. Abraham loved God and believed that what God told him was true. When Abraham was 100 years old, Sarah gave birth to a son. They named him Isaac. There is nothing that is too hard for God to do. I believe God because He keeps His promises. Jonah and the whale. You are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love. Jonah 4:2. One day God said to Jonah, "I want you to go to the city of Nineveh and tell the people to stop doing bad things." But Jonah was afraid. He did not want to go to Nineveh. So Jonah ran away. Jonah boarded a ship that would sail far from Nineveh. While he was sleeping, God sent a forceful storm. The sailors were afraid. Jonah knew that the storm was his fault because he did not obey God. Jonah told the sailors to throw him overboard. The sailors did not want to, but the storm was getting worse. As soon as the sailors threw Jonah into the water, the sea grew calm. God sent a big fish to swallow Jonah. Jonah was inside the big fish for 3 days and 3 nights. He was sorry that he did not listen to God. He prayed and asked God for forgiveness. God told the fish to spit Jonah out onto dry land. God again told Jonah to go to Nineveh. This time, Jonah listened. He told the people all about God. They were sorry for all of the bad things they had done. The people asked God to forgive them, and He did. God gives me second chances. He is a forgiving God. Daniel in the lion's den. My God sent His angel to save me. The angel closed the lion's mouths. The lions have not hurt me because my God knows I am innocent. I never did anything wrong to you, King. Daniel 6:22. Daniel loved God and prayed to Him every day. King Darius liked Daniel and wanted to put him in charge of his entire kingdom. But the other leaders did not want Daniel to be in charge. So they came up with a plan. The leader said, "King Darius, we think you should make a law. It should say if anyone prays to a god other than your God, they will be thrown into the lion's den." The king agreed. When Daniel heard about the new law, he went home and prayed to God. The other leaders found Daniel praying and told King Darius. The king liked Daniel and was very upset, but he had made the law and ordered Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den. The next morning, King Darius ran to the lion's den. He found Daniel safe and unharmed. Daniel shouted, "My God sent his angel and he shut the lion's mouths." King Darius was happy and ordered everyone in his kingdom to pray to Daniel's God. God is faithful. He hears my prayers. David and Goliath. You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. 1 Samuel 17:45. David was the youngest son of a man named Jesse. Jesse had 8 sons, but favored David. David liked to play his harp and take care of his father's sheep. David also loved God and was very brave. One day, while his older brothers were out in battle, David took them some food and water. Jesse knew his older sons would be hungry, and he wanted to find out how the battle was going. When David arrived, he saw that a battle between the Israelite and the Philistine armies was about to begin. Someone yelled, "There is Goliath, the giant!" Goliath was over 9 feet tall. Goliath's voice boomed, "Who will fight me?" All of the Israelite soldiers were afraid, but David wasn't. He stepped forward and said to King Saul, "I will fight the giant." The king agreed. Later that day, David walked out to fight Goliath. The giant became angry when he saw David was just a young boy. David said, "Even though you fight me with a sword and spear, I am not afraid, because I fight you in the name of the Lord." Then David placed a stone in his slingshot. He swung it around and around. The stone flew through the air and hit Goliath on his head. Goliath fell down. Everyone cheered because David had defeated the giant. God gives me courage to follow him. Jesus is born. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Luke 2:10-12. Caesar Augustus wanted people to be counted in their hometowns. So Joseph and Mary began their long journey to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, there was no place to stay. Every inn in the town was full. Mary was ready to have her baby. A very kind innkeeper said that they could stay in his stable with the animals. That night, Mary gave birth to God's son, Jesus. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. There were shepherds in the fields nearby. An angel appeared to the shepherds and said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The shepherds went to Bethlehem. They found Jesus lying in a manger. They praised God and told everyone what they had seen and heard that special night. Jesus is God's greatest gift to me and everyone. Jesus chooses his 12 apostles. A few days later, Jesus went out to a mountain to pray. He stayed there all night praying to God. The next morning, he called his followers. He chose 12 of them and called them apostles. These are the ones he chose: Simon, Jesus named him Peter; Andrew, brother of Peter; James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, Judas Iscariot, the one who turned against Jesus. Luke 6:12-16. One day Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee and saw two brothers named Peter and Andrew. They were casting their nets into the sea because they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Jesus meant that he would teach them about God so they could tell other people. They immediately threw down their nets and followed Jesus. Then Jesus saw James and his brother John. They were the sons of Zebedee. When Jesus called out to them, they left their nets as well and followed Jesus. Jesus chose 12 apostles who followed him. I want to be a follower of Jesus. Miracles of Jesus. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. One day, Jesus and his followers were invited to a wedding celebration. Wedding feasts lasted for many days back in Bible times. During the party, the bride and groom ran out of wine. Jesus took 6 large water jugs and turned the water into wine. This was Jesus' first miracle. Jesus talked to many people about the Word of God. He healed many sick people and helped a blind man to see. One day, with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, Jesus was able to feed 5,000 people. He performed many miracles as he walked from town to town. Mary and Martha were friends with Jesus. Jesus cried when their brother Lazarus died. Jesus went to the tomb and had the stone taken away. He called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, but Jesus made Lazarus live again. Jesus loved to teach people about God. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is still true today. I believe Jesus is my Savior. The story of Zacchaeus. Jesus said, "Today is the day for this family to be saved from sin. Yes, even this tax collector is one of God's chosen people. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them." Luke 19:9-10. Zacchaeus was a tax collector in the city of Jericho. He collected money from people who sold clothing, pottery, food, and other things in the city. But Zacchaeus was not an honest man. He kept some of the money he collected. Zacchaeus learned that Jesus was coming to Jericho. He wanted to hear Jesus speak. But Zacchaeus was a little man and not able to see Jesus over the crowd. So Zacchaeus climbed up into a sycamore tree. When Jesus walked by the tree, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus climbed down from the tree and ran home to get ready for Jesus. When Jesus arrived at his house, Zacchaeus told Jesus he was sorry for all the wrong things he had done. "I will give half of everything I have to the poor," said Zacchaeus. That made Jesus very happy, and he blessed Zacchaeus. Jesus wants me to confess my sins so he can forgive me. Jesus is alive. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee.'" Matthew 28:5-7. Even though Jesus performed many miracles, some people did not understand him. They nailed him to a cross. Jesus told them that even though he would die, he would live again. Jesus died on the cross. A man named Joseph took Jesus' body and wrapped it in clean cloths. Joseph placed Jesus' body in a tomb. Then Joseph rolled a huge stone in front of it. Soldiers guarded the tomb to make sure no one would move Jesus' body. After 3 days, two women named Mary visited the tomb of Jesus. All of a sudden, there was a loud earthquake. An angel had appeared and moved the huge stone aside. The soldiers were afraid and ran away. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus. He is not in the tomb. Jesus is alive again, just like he said." The women were so excited, they quickly ran to tell Jesus' disciples the great news. God loves us so much that he sent his only Son to earth to die for our sins. God's gift is free for all who believe. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and want to follow him.